Right now, it's Independence Day, and no doubt a lot of us will be heading out to see a fireworks display tonight. They're super fun to watch, but have you ever wondered what makes fireworks tick or go boom? Well, to help us better understand the actual science behind fireworks, Rob Ferret recently spoke with Bassam Shakashiria, professor of chemistry at UW-Madison.
Bassam, thanks so much for joining us today.
Very happy to be with you on this very special day, Independence Day. It's a day when we celebrate freedom, and we celebrate it in so many different ways, including enjoyment of the fireworks.
Well, let's start with a basic chemical reaction from the firecracker to the big ones in the sky. Some fire equals a burst of sound and light. What is happening?
What is happening is a combination of chemical transformations that affect the senses. We all enjoy fantastic explosions and the brilliant light displays that the fireworks emit. We enjoy them because they appeal to the senses. It's what we hear and what we see. These spectacles that we enjoy are much more than just a form of entertainment. There's a lot of science involved in precisely forming the assembly of chemicals and fuel that are carefully mixed together by experts. I want to emphasize that. Fireworks are to be made by experts and are to be set off by experts only. When they're set off, they produce very particular effects in color, red, blue, yellow, green, for example, and they produce a lot of sound energy, and also the third form of energy that they produce is heat. So these three forms of energy that are produced, light, sound, and heat, are what they appeal to us, except that we're too far from them, we can't feel the heat.
Now let's talk about those colors. What is it in one firework that makes it green, say, and another one that makes it red or blue?
Well, the different chemicals that are put in there, each has its own particular signature. It's like a thumbprint. For example, green is a mixture of the compounds of barium chloride, for example. Red, strontium, salt, lithium salts are also used. Orange involves calcium salts. Blue, the beautiful blue that we see, is the result of copper compounds, copper chloride, for example. And then you can mix those and produce different colors. For example, purple is produced by mixing strontium, which causes red color to be emitted, and copper, which causes blue color to be emitted. And these colors are emitted because of the heat of the reaction that excites the specific metal that's involved there to a higher energy level. And the electrons are excited to a higher energy level, and then when they drop back to their original state, they release energy in the form of light, and each element has its own characteristic thumbprint, its own signature. So as I said, the red is from strontium or lithium, green is from barium compounds, blue is from copper, and then, you know, a whole bunch of other combinations.
Staying with the visual side, sometimes we might see one with sparkling dots, some with streamers. How do we make them flow in that way differently?
Well, this is where the experts get into the picture. It is really both an art and a science to put the fireworks together and to launch them safely. That's why I want to emphasize again the importance of obeying all the safety rules when we are involved with the use of fireworks. Experts should be setting them off. So the design of the shell, the design of the firework, and from the time it's lifted off until it reaches up in the sky, and the visual effect, as you call it, and I call it the same thing too, the visual effect is the streaming, or a star is burst, or cascading orange, or cascading red. All of this is the result of how the shell is put together in the first place.
We're talking to Bassam Shakashiri. He's a professor of chemistry at the UW-Madison, looking at the science behind those 4th of July fireworks. Let's turn to the sound now, Bassam. You know, sometimes there's the loud thud sound. Sometimes there's the sizzle or the sparkling sound. What makes the sound different from one firework to the next?
Well, once again, it is the way the firework shell is put together and how it is released and how it's carefully choreographed in terms of the sequence of events that take place. So you need to get the firework up in the sky before the second stage is ignited that causes both the light emission and the sound that is to be what we hear. You know, sound travels slower than light. So light travels about a million times as fast as sound. We all know the speed of sound is about 300,000 meters per second, but the speed of the speed of light is about 300,000 meters per second. The speed of sound is about 340 meters per second. So one good thing, you know, to keep in mind, if you're watching the fireworks and you see the light, you know there's always a delay in hearing the sound from that. So if you're watching the fireworks that, let's say, they're about a kilometer away from you, it takes about 3 millionth of a second for the light to reach you. So the sound takes about 3 seconds. So here's how you can tell how many kilometers away a firework is exploding. If you start counting seconds as soon as you see the explosion and then stop when you hear the explosion and divide that count by 3, that gives you the distance away in kilometers.
And another amazing thing about fireworks is those we see multi-stage ones, and there's so much control over the timing. Is it a matter of including, I don't know, catalysts and dampeners in the mix that help speed up or slow down a reaction?
Well, the firework is ignited by lighting a main fuse. That simultaneously starts both a fast-action fuse, which quickly carries the flame down to the lift charge. You want to lift it. You don't want premature explosion. You want the firework to get up in the sky so we can all see it. And so there are different stages. And there's a time delay fuse which continues to burn as the firework is traveling upward toward the up in the sky. And then when that fuse is ignited, then we see the explosions. Then we begin to hear the delayed sound that we hear. So the initial liftoff is critical. That's a different charge than what is involved in what happens in the upper stage. So in the lower stage, we have a low explosive. We have a burning charge that undergoes rapid decomposition but does not detonate. When we get to the higher stage, that's when the detonation takes place, and we create a sound boom. That's why we hear the loud explosion. An explosion is an uncontrolled combustion reaction. We all know about combustion reactions. You strike a match, you look at the flame of a candle. Those are controlled combustion reactions. But the explosions are all uncontrolled combustion reactions. They generate heat, sound, and light, but the sound is generated faster than it can be dissipated by the environment. It creates a sonic boom, and that's what we hear.
What do we know about the history of how fireworks first came to be?
Oh, my goodness. This is very old history. The Chinese are reported to have used fireworks over 1,000 years ago. They used black powder, which is, you know, a form of coal. And basically the chemistry of what's going on hasn't changed very much since then. What has changed is the safety aspects of putting together all the ingredients to produce the beautiful, sparkling, scintillating visual effects that we enjoy, accompanied by a delayed reception of sound. That's what has changed over the years, and that's why it is critical that everyone sit back, enjoy the fireworks, enjoy the celebrations, but do not engage yourself or anyone else around you in setting off fireworks. Safety is very, very important. And could I say something else about fireworks?
Sure.
You know, we use them for celebrations. In this case, the celebrations of Independence Day today, where we celebrate freedom. We celebrate the independence that our country continues to enjoy. And I want to ask everyone in the listening audience to take some time and reflect about the true meaning of Independence Day. I know we call it the 4th of July in the United States, the 4th of July celebration, but you know what? There's a 4th of July in every country. This is Independence Day, and I urge everyone to read and reread the Declaration of Independence. It's a critical document that we all must really understand and subscribe to. I also urge everyone to read two other documents, the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I know the Bill of Rights is part of the Constitution, but it's called out, and I think it is critical on Independence Day, as we enjoy all types of celebrations, including fireworks and being with friends and family and others at small gatherings and big gatherings, to really remember and to celebrate and to salute America by reading the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights.
That's a good place to leave it. Bassam, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and happy Independence Day to everyone.
That was Bassam Shakashiri, professor of chemistry at UW-Madison, and we've been learning about the science behind fireworks. For more about that topic, you can visit Bassam's website. It's scifun.org.